I think Brother John Taylor has a revelation he wants to share with you, or a testimony he wants to share with you, excuse me.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. How are y'all tonight? The Lord did something wonderful for my wife and I this last week, and it's pretty amazing. How's the sound, Bill? Hold it tight. Okay, there we go. We moved into our current house, my wife and I, about, it's been almost 3 years now, this April. And almost as soon as we moved in, the faucet in our master bedroom bathtub began to leak, and it just started with a slow drip. But over the last 3 years, it's gotten to the point where about a month ago, I put a 5 gallon bucket under it, and it filled up more than one 5 gallon bucket in an hour. So I've tried to take pop the cap off of the, I knew it was the hot water because I felt the hot water dripping. So I tried to pop the cap off the hot water knob and unscrew the screw under there. I thought I could get to the apparatus to see what was wrong, and I couldn't do it that way. I pulled the screw out, and it really didn't do anything. And I tried accessing it. It's kind of funny to see a 250-pound guy crawled up under a bathroom cabinet in the adjacent bathroom with a wrench trying to stick it up and reach this thing. And I tried it that way, too, and couldn't reach anything. So I prayed and asked the Lord to either send someone to fix it for me or to give me the ability to fix it myself, and it didn't happen. So a few nights after I prayed, I called my wife into the bathroom and said, "Honey, come here, and we're going to put our hands on this faucet, and we're going to pray for it to be healed in Jesus' name." So she got in there, and I sat on the toilet, and she sat on the edge of the bathtub, and we prayed over it. And the next day, I walked in there, and it was still dripping just as much as ever. Now, I've learned to grab this thing and cinch it down as tight as I can. I'm a pretty strong guy, and I'd get this, all the way cinched down, and it would meet with total resistance. And just the day after we prayed, I went in and I grabbed it and I turned it as hard as I could to try to cinch it down again. And when it would, before it wouldn't give at all, this time it gave as if it was tightening down on a rubber gasket or something. And a few moments later, the water just stopped dripping. Stopped flowing, actually. It was a wonderful miracle. I called my wife in and said, "Becky, come here real quick." I was real excited, and she ran down the hall. And she said, "Yeah, I noticed it was slowing down earlier in the day." So, anyway, it was the first time we had prayed for anything other than ourselves to be healed, and we thanked the Lord for it, and hope the testimony will be edifying to some of you out there.